Suzanne pushed you down to a place near the river. Now she's wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counter. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer. You've always been her lover, and you want to travel with her. You want to travel blind, and you know she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Yes, and Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonesome wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then, until the sea shall free them of it. He himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, you want to travel blind. Touch your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne puts your hand, she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. She shows you where to look. Amid the garbage and the flowers, there are heroes in the sea. There are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love. They will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You've judged us extremely kindly. Thank you. The next song is one of my least significant songs. In it, I have placed, as though it were data in a tiny time capsule, which is fired at a distant star and actually dissolves in the colder reaches of space far before its ultimate destination. In this tiny song, I have placed all the irrelevant material concerning my extremely dismal adolescence. It is a song called Memories.